young life with Omer Hyman.
Very much. Yashkayach to Yossi Himni for his askanas in putting the shir together, and Yashkayach to the Knights Head of Bismedrish. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Torah every night is night was Mesukin for Lima Torah, and it's a beautiful thing. And a great Yashkayach to Bismedrish Elyon for hosting this program this morning. I come to Bismedrish Elyon as my Adam is learning here. Hashem, a wonderful Makom Torah. On the other end, from Friedrich Atayr, my Rebbe, Reb Kolevsky Zatzal, spent much time here, learning here. He was kind of Torah, Torah Vadas, and here. And it's a big schuss. I learned Yardaya. I took the Harris by Reb Kolevsky Zatzal, who learned here. So they say what goes around comes around. Undoubtedly, Reb Kolevsky learned Yardaya right here in this Spanish. And I was actually to learn by him Yardaya, and this morning's discussion is Abbas Mechalim and Yonim, which is Yardaya. So really, Reb Kolevsky's Torah that he learned right here in this Makam some 60 years ago comes back through Yonim Mimas, one of his Talmidim, that come here to learn. And Baruch Hashem, it's a pleasure to be here. Ramah in Hilchos Shavuos is well known. That the minig by Kama B'Kaimus is Lechal Macholi Cholov, to eat milchiks. B'yam Rishon Shal Shavuos on the first day of Shavuos, on either day of Shavuos. And there are many, many minhagim. Elav Elav Divil Kimchayim, some people eat milchiks by the night meal, some people eat by the day meal, some people eat by both, some people eat, just make kiddush on milchiks, some people eat both. They eat two sudas, which we'll talk about, the milchiks and fleshiks, and one suda, Akol Kafi HaMinig. The Ramah, of course, brings the nearly Hatam, Shehu Kamai, Hashnei Tavshilim, Shaloykin, Belel Pesach, Zecher, Belel Pesach, just like Pesach, you had a Zecher, so too, we have a Zecher of the Shnei Alechem, which was brought on Shavuos. Other reasons, of course, Klal Yisrael were unable to eat meat after Kabbalah Satayra, so they had to eat Cholov, all the various Minhagim. But what that leads to is obviously an issue of Basim Cholov and Yonim, which is Kedai Chazer, because normally, we deal with Basim Chalav all year round, but typically we eat supper one night, it's going to be fleishiks, another night is milchiks. Here the Balabasta is dealing with, here you have milchiks and fleishiks, and many shilas come up, and there are shilas that come up to avoid issues, there's how to deal with it, l'chatila. So I want to go through all of those, how to deal with the oven, what to do, and we're practicing this year, Erev Shavuos is usually a weekday, so then you're able to, you know, set the time here. You're coming on Erev Shabbos, you're dealing with a Shabbos Suda, which is going to be Fleishiks, and then you want to be Meichin. Most Balabasas want to already have prepared for Yontem, Matzah Shabbos, if they're eating Milchiks, Matzah Shabbos. So again, it becomes even more complicated with Erev Shavuos being a Shabbos this year, and therefore, one needs to know how to deal with the situation. There are various, really, sugyas that I want to go through. And again, not only Shavuos, but once we're on the sugya, we could touch on the other Inyanim. Number one is the waiting 6 hours, and that's, of course, in both directions. How to deal with going from the 6 hours from Basar to Cholov, and how to go from Cholov to Basar, people who are naive to eat a milk kasuda, then they eat a fleisha kasuda, what's necessary. And Stam, again, that's the gay all the time, someone eats milchiks, what do they need to do, especially if they eat hard cheese. What's necessary, of course, we'll use the term 6 hours, again, Hakol Kafi HaMinig, those that are naive, 3 hours, so we'll use the term 6 hours. If you're knowing 3 hours, then you'll fill in the word 3 hours whenever I say 6 hours. Number two is using the same oven. What about using the same oven back and forth? Some people have two ovens. They have a milk oven, they have a fleishik oven. But what happens if you only have one oven? And agav will touch on, even if you have a milk instead of fleishik oven, people prepare fish. How do you do that? What if you prepare challahs in a fleishik oven? Are you able to eat it with the fish? It's very negeya. It's often overlooked. We'll touch upon that. That's really negeya. Every Shabbos. The third sugya we have to touch upon is leftover bread. There's halacha of Gzeir Chazal, which we'll elaborate on, that we have bread on a milchika table, or on a fleishika table. People touch it, and now you run into issues with eating it with the opposite type. And finally, the halacha of making dairy bread. There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot make fleishika bread or milchika bread under certain conditions because we're afraid you're going to eat it with the opposite type. So that's very negay shvuos, because shvuos is an opportunity to make milchik. So could you make? How do you make the bread? When is it mutter? When is it asur? Let's start with the 6 hours. The halacha is that, as is well known, there's a machlokes rishonim why we wait. One waits 6 hours after eating fleishiks. Machlokes either b'asar ben hashinayim, because there's meat which is left between the teeth, because meat gets caught between our teeth, or it's meshech tam, which means when you eat fleishiks, the taste is a heavy item, and therefore that when I eat milchiks with it or after it, the tam is meshech remains with me for 6 hours, and therefore I have a tam of bas b'cholov, and therefore Chazal were geyser to wait these 6 hours. This various nafkaminas halacha between these two reasons. The prevalent minhag is to be machmir like both. One nafkamina is, let's say, somebody chews meat, but they don't swallow it. So al sposa ben hashinayim. In other words, someone took a bite. They were Friday afternoon. They ate fleishiks and or erev shvuos when it's a weekday. Let's say, or you had leftover fleishiks this year on Shabbos afternoon, and now you took a bite out of the fleishiks and you realize, oh, I'm eating milchiks tonight. So now, what do you do? So you didn't swallow it, you didn't eat it. So al sposhech tam you don't have because you didn't swallow it. Sposhech tam is only when you swallow it. But al sposhech ben hashinayim, you still have that issue, and therefore we talk our machmir and we would say that you have to wait. You have to wait 6 hours. A balabos there of Shabbos is, or on a Thursday, let's say, she's preparing the chicken soup and she puts the soup in her mouth and swallows a little bit of it just to taste it. So again, al sposhech ben hashinayim, you don't have that reason because the soup doesn't get caught between the teeth. However, al sta'alacha of meshech tam, you will have meshech tam because you actually swallowed it. So again, the meaning is to be machmir like both ways. So a case where you would not be machmir is where a person took some soup in their mouth and spit it out. They say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be fleishiks. They spit it out. You don't have meshech tam. You don't have kosa ben shinayim. And therefore, one in that case will not have to wait 6 hours. The agav, what constitutes something which is fleishiks? What is something fleishiks? So there are three madregas of fleishiks. This is also, again, the 9 days, actually, where the minhag is not to eat fleishiks. You have the actual basar itself, meat. That, of course, you have to wait 6 hours. You have a tavshil shel basar. A tavshil shel basar is something which is cooked with fleishiks. Classic example of that would be a cholent potato. You make a cholent so that the potato itself only gets the flavor of the meat. It gets the schmaltz of the meat. That's known as a tavshil shel basar. We treat a tavshil shel basar as fleishiks. If you eat a cholent potato, this could be nageya. You have leftovers Sunday night. You have leftover cholent, and you didn't have any meat left. Right, the meat was eaten, but you have it with some potatoes, some barley. There's no mamash, some meat. But the halacha is, you eat that cholent, you still have to wait 6 hours because tavshil shel basar. You have to wait the 9 days. The meaning also is a tavshil shel basar. It's treated like fleishiks itself, and therefore we don't eat it. However, if something is cooked in a fleishik and kli, there you don't have to wait 6 hours. And there, taka during the 9 days as well, were mekel. So that, even though you're not l'chatil allowed to mix this with milchiks, and in that oifen, in that gather, it's considered something which is fleishiks. Nonetheless, the halacha is, one is not required to wait 6 hours. So again, if Erev Yontif, this comes up, I got my son, and one of my sons doesn't like eating, doesn't like milchiks. So he was learning in Eretz Yisrael for many years, so he was always nervous he would be invited out the first night of Yontif to people were invited to eat by the Yudalai, by Rabbein, and so on. So he was afraid if they're eating fleishiks, so then okay, he'll go. If they're eating milchiks, I can't even tell somebody doesn't want milchiks. They're inviting him, the Gemara is making the gesture to invite him. So he would go out of his way to eat something fleishiks Erev Shavuos afternoon. This way, if he was invited first night of Yontif, he could say, oh, you're having milchiks or fleishiks? So they would say, we're having milchiks. He says, oh, you know, I ate fleishiks today. So this way he was able to bow out of the of being mavayish, the ball of bus, and saying, like, you know, I don't want to come. And therefore, in that case, he was fleishiks, and therefore, it certainly was not a problem. Now, the din is that you, just as you need 6 hours by fleishiks, so too by hard cheeses, one needs 6 hours. This could be nageya on Shavuos. If you're making something which is a hard cheese, which we're going to define in a moment, one would have to wait the 6 hours. Rav Aaron, Zohar Tzak, the Bracha, held that, how do you define hard cheese? It's something that if you have to grate it, if you can't cut it like a regular, you need, it's only grated. Examples of that would be Parmesan cheese, Romano cheese. Romano cheese is not really so negay because it's not readily available kosher. Well, now maybe a little bit more. Certain Swiss cheeses are also considered as hard cheese. So those you have to wait. If that's the case, you have to wait 6 hours after. Again, the Yekesh Aminig would be to wait 3 hours, similar to the din by meat. So others hold if it's aged for six months, then that's considered. In other words, the fact that it was aged for an extended period of time, then that's enough. So again, the chukadei is it a din in how long it's aged? Is it a din in how you actually are able to do, you can use a knife, you have to grate it, right? So the chukadei is in exactly how to define it. So there some maybe some nafkamina, but by and large, the hard cheeses are noticeable. Now, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal held that even if it's cooked, it's still considered a hard cheese. Now, one could argue that if hard cheese is a din and hard, but once you already cook it or you bake it, you add, for example, let's say you add Parmesan cheese to a pizza, for example. So now it's already softened. By the time it heats up, it's going to be the cheese gets softened. The hopikein, this is a chuk of days. We also have held that one would be pleased to wait for 6 hours. And high initially to start K, we advise also that one should wait 6 hours. So you have to be careful, you know, when using it, if you're going back and forth from milk installations. Now, American cheese and Munster cheese and mozzarella cheese, those are not considered hard cheeses, and therefore the halacha is one, eating those cheeses would not have to wait 6 hours. We'll see what's necessary, what needs to be done. So if you eat two sudas, you eat a milk suda and a fleishik suda back to back, you certainly don't want to serve hard cheese, because if you serve hard cheese, you can't eat fleishik. The whole minig, you're not going to be able to eat mekayim, but you have to eat the soft cheeses. And then, in order to eat fleishik, we'll see in a moment what's necessary. But before that, I want to just point out an important nakuda here. The term hard cheese really relates to two different sugyas in Yaradei. One is what we spoke about, the din of 6 hours, right? You have to wait 6 hours for hard cheese, Parmesan cheese, etc. What's a hard cheese? That's a sugya in 6 hours. There's another sugya of hard cheese, which is a sugya of binasakum. It was a gzer of chazal of the cheese which was made by a guy, and there's actually chulkadeus in the paiskin. The chulkadeus as far as what constitutes Gvinas Yisrael. Some hold that you have to actually, the Yid has to prepare the cheese. Others hold that it's enough to just be Mashkiach Al-Kabav, like Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael, the Yid doesn't have to milk the cow. Right? It's enough that the Yid is there to see that the guy was milking a cow and not a chazer. That's enough for Chol Yisrael. Right? He's there, he's the Mashkiach. By cheese, this Chulkadeus, is it enough that he stands there? Or does he actually have to participate in the, or make the production, throw in the rennet in order to make the cheese? So the minig in Kashrei cheese is that he actually throws in the rennet. Today, that just means he pushes the button, which introduces the rennet. It's all automated. So you push a button, and the rennet is introduced into the system, and that's what he does, and that makes the Gvinas Yisrael that's necessary. Now here, there's also a sugya of hard cheese and soft cheese, because the gzeira of Gvinas Akum is only on the hard cheese. On a soft cheese, like cream cheese, for example, you don't have the gzeira of Gvinas Akum, and therefore a yid doesn't have to make it. A yid is enough of ashkach of yoytzev and nichnas. You don't need a mashkiach present at a cream cheese production all the time. You do need a mashkiach present and oisik in the production at a Swiss cheese production, or even at a Munster cheese production. So my point here is that Munster cheese a hard cheese? Somebody says Munster cheese a hard cheese. You have to answer them, what sugya are you referring to? Are you referring to the sugya of 6 hours? Well, then it's a soft cheese, because you don't have to wait 6 hours after Munster cheese. Are you referring to the sugya of Gvinas Akum? Well, yes, it is a hard cheese, because this is a Gvinas Akum, and it's considered a hard cheese, and therefore one would have to be careful to buy a kosher cheese. So to go into a geisha supermarket and to buy a cheese which does not have ashkocha, certainly to eat it would be usur, because it's akum, even though today they only use microbial rennet. In other words, the rennet that they're using is kosher. It's not kedai anymore. It's not cost effective to use a tray for rennet. It's microbial, which is much cheaper to make. that Reddit is kosher, so what are we worried about? In other words, we're afraid that they're using a tray for Reddit, they're not using a tray for Reddit. It's not happening. And Kolchkin and Lena Mashkiach Cohen in check. Right? So, but Teretz is, what's that?
What's a Reddit?
Reddit is from the care. A Reddit is Maimon the cheese. In other words, it's an enzyme. When you have milk, you need to check. How do you get milk into a cheese? So you add an enzyme which converts the milk into a cheese. And there's a biological process which takes place, right, through the growth of enzymes, etc. And now it ends up, it's mined the cheese. So Chazal were geyser that typical rennets come from the animal. It came from Vayimetmeya, from the stomach of the Vayimetmeya. Those enzymes had the chaylus to convert a carton of milk into a pail of milk into a cheese. So they were geyser because people would take a tray from animal and put it in. But today the microbial is really it's artificial, so to speak, artificially made, not from a behemoth. It's just grown up via the use of microbes, etc. And now there's nothing trave about it. It's just a bunch of chemicals, so it's kosher. But you have Yisai, when based in Exegzera, the halacha is that you, in order to be a vatal Exegzera Chazal, you need a based in Gadol B'Chachma V'Minyan, which means a based in, you know, I have to convene, that's Gadol B'Chachma V'Minyan. Baruch Hashem, we have Gadol at door, but they will tell you that they are not on the madrega of the Gzeira, of the Tanoim, who established this Exegzera of Chazal, and therefore there's not Gadol B'Chachma V'Minyan. They don't have the chaylus to undo a Gzeira of Chazal, and therefore the Gzeira remains in place. I should note that within the Gedarim of quote unquote Akum, in other words, you have Finis Akum, Cholav Akum, and Stam Yenam, etc. Within that, Bishal Akum, really Gvinis Akum is the Gzeira, which is really Oymed in its entirety. In other words, Pas Akum, right? The Chazal themselves rescinded and said Pas Paltus Mutter, only Pas baked in someone's home. Pas Paltus Mutter, people are Zohar, people are Makbid, but it's a Chumrah. Chol of Akum, right? You have the famous truth for Moshe. The Chol of Yisrael, of course, is still a gzeir which remains in place. But we say Anan Sahadi, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, then we know the government. If the government's on top of it, right? There's certain heterim. Even Bishal Akum has built in heterim of it has to be Oil Shulchan Malachim. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says this in order for it to be Bishal Akum, it has to be Oil Shulchan Malachim. It has to be Eina Nechak Moshe Chai, which means it has to be fit for a king's table, something you'd serve in a chasana. It has to be something which is inedible in its raw state. So water doesn't have a problem with Bishal Akum because it's you could drink it raw. Carrots don't have a problem with Bishal Akum because you could eat it raw, right? So you have loopholes within Bishal Akum that exist. That's the Gemara's loopholes. That's the Shulchan Aruch's loopholes. Venus Akum is the gzeira that is, if a guy made it, it's straight. There's no wiggle room, right? It's Mamas gzeira that is still in place. And again, as you're preparing yontov, certainly it's something to keep in mind. Now, so what happens if you eat milchiks? Now that we have the background, now let's get to shulis. A person wants to eat a milch kasuda, and then they want to eat a flesh kasuda. So what's necessary? What has to happen in order to be able to do that? So the din is, you have really one of two options. One option is to wait a half hour. The pais can bring down that, Yankov said this, and other Gedolei Paiskim, the Lashon of Zayar is a Lashon of Shah Chada, which literally means 1 hour, but they say, Roy Besag, it's not Lav Dafka, Zayar didn't mean literally an hour on the clock. It meant you wait up as a Chatich Arul is Chabad of time. You wait a chunk of time, which is Chashim. So one answer is a half hour later, the Halacha is, this would be not a problem.
You see, not like that, there are Ma's,
right, sorry, but a lot of the price can come out that it doesn't mean.
But if you learn that it means an hour in the car,
literally.
Hour
right, correct. The Zayar is Lashon in the Shachar.
And a lot of.
There are, it's full
days. Today's.
That's it's Gebrach.
But Iker didn't have an hour. The 6 hours prior together, but Iker didn't right. say it's an hour.
Right. It seems to be the prevalent meaning, though, is the way the half hour. That seems to be on Haggah, not like the little slayers.
And the Yishan, this is right.
Right, correct.
Because you see the Rambam himself, you meant to Yishalmi means now.
Right, unless also you meant. Again, I'm, you know, Rabbi Yaakov, others, there's a whole list of Paiskim and Achraidim that learned it up this way. So that's one Eitz. The other Eitz, if you don't want to wait a half hour, so then you could, Shorak says you got to do three things. Number one is you have to wash your hands. Number one, you have to wash your hands. Number two is you have to eat something. And number three is you have to drink something. It was by doing all three, what happens when you eat milchik? So now your hands are greasy. So you wash your hands, take care of that. And now your mouth has mamashes in it. So how to get rid of the mamashes? By eating something and by drinking something. So that cleans your mouth out. Now, agav, the place can bring down that you can't eat, not everything works to eat. You don't want to eat something which doesn't clean your mouth. So, for example, dates, right? If a person had milchiks and then they ate dates, dates are sticky. It will leave a stickiness. Or if you ate a powdered substance, they make these like sugar powders. They said pixie sticks. Those types of substances, which is a powdered flavored sugar that you eat, that just keeps your mouth more messy, so to speak. And therefore, you have to eat something that would allow you to clean your palate. And therefore, that would allow you to do this right away. Now, I got my chicken. If you're going from milchiks to chicken, halachas, you don't need all this. Obviously, if your mamish know you have mamashes in your mouth, and it's less than a half hour, you feel it. Obviously, you want to drink something, but you don't have to go. If everything seems fine, then one does not have to be as zahir by chicken. Mibal chicken is itself only the rabbanon. So going from halach to chicken, they were not so matbin on, and therefore one has the ability to be a little bit more makel. In that regard, so they yes, it's, you know, the lotion, brushing teeth. Can you people ask, can you floss? If I floss, I don't have bus of banishinayim, right? Reminds me of mashach tam. Pashas, brushing teeth doesn't seem to be enough. In other words, the takanas chazal was you want to go look at the flame chips right away. You need to go through these three steps. Now the real shiloh, this is machlekes achrayim. The mishabura in tough tani dalit hilchos shavuos is machriya lo hakol here. And that is, you don't have to bench, right? So the bottom line here is, if you're eating one suda, if your minig is to eat milchiks and then eat fleishiks, you don't have to bench. Even though one could argue the lashon in the Gemara is suda achas is a problem, eluch suda achas k'dalu misu, but lemaisa you don't have to bench, and you don't have to make a bracha achrayna when you're going. This could be nagestam. A person comes home, they eat milchiks. And they hear, oh, it's place for supper. But they already made a bracha rishayna, and now do you need a bracha? Do you have to make a bracha fashas? And, you know, get, and then go to the next suda of fleishik. The halach is you don't. Now the bread has to be changed. You have to change the tablecloth. We'll talk about the challah a little bit later. But lemaisa, you can eat milchiks. You can watch. You can eat milchiks. And then you can go to fleishiks, even though you're in the same suda, even though one did not bench. Now, if someone did bench, this is Negeya Shal Shudas, it's worth mentioning here, if a person did bench after milchiks to get the fleishiks, then there's halacha, you need a hefsik of some period of time. This year Shavuos is Matzah Shabbos, so the issue of Shal Shudas comes up. So it's Mehudur Dik, we'll mention this in Derech Agav, it's Mehudur Dik not to eat after a half hour before Mincha Ketana, which is probably around, I'm going to guess, about 5 o'clock or so. This by Shavuos, so one should lechatchila eat shal shudas before 5 o'clock. Now, if you missed that, let's say you went to sleep, you woke up, and it's already after a half hour before mincha ketana. The halacha is you would still eat shal shudas. You wouldn't eat your regular shal shudas. You eat on regular Shabbos, but you'd certainly be able to wash. And it's more important to eat shal shudas than to be worried about not sharing your yontif suda. We hold that about right now you're mechuyim shal shudas, you would eat it, but it's a zehiras to eat it before. A half hour before the ketana. Now, some people are noyig to split a meal. What they do for shal shudas, what they do is they'll eat lunch, Shabbos lunch, and then they'll bench, and then they'll wash again. So, a couple points on this. Number one, this man of shal shudas is from Milcha Gedayla. So Milcha Gedayla here is, I think, about 1:40. So, if you eat lunch at 11 o'clock, and now you say, okay, we're going to bench at 12:30, and now let's eat shal shudas. So you're not yaitz shal shudas. Only like the rush of yaitz shal shudas. That's what we're saying. Some people are zayir erev pesach shal shabbos. They eat early, but that's only a das yachin and rishayim. Most rishayim hold, and this is what we paskin, that shal shudas has to be eaten after zman mincha gedolah. So if you're breaking up your suda, you want to eat shal shudas. you got to wait till after Mincha Gedalia. So that would be after 1:40. That's number one. Number two is you have to be careful for Brach Shein Tzricha, right? You can't. Okay, let's bench, and then let's wash, right? You have to have some sort of hefsek. So you take a walk, you do something, and that's a hefsek. Agav, right? Halacha Lipper Kleski is Zatzal. Ksubis by Rukleski, it comes in a Geya. There's a machloikis by Sheva Brachas, had a chesh with Sheva Brachas. So do you go by 7 days, or do you go by Meis Leis? Which means, if it's raining again in the summer, somebody gets married in the summer, let's say on a Tuesday afternoon, or let's say today, let's say you have a chasana, you go to chasana, and now they get married at, let's say, 7 o'clock. This afternoon, so it's machlekes kenes the cheskel magen Avram had a cheshbon 7 days. Do you go meis la'eis? Right, that's the magen Avram holds. You go meis la'eis, which means you go from 7 o'clock, and now 7 o'clock on the Monday, you have till 7 o'clock next Monday, 7 p.m. They got married, you have till 7 p.m. next Monday. But the kenes the cheskel holds under the conditions, the way we make chasen this year, is that you only have 7 days. So Monday is day one, which is all but 2 hours. An hour and a half. Monday's day one, Tuesday's day two, etc. Sunday is day seven, which means you have to finish Sheva Brachas by Shkia on Sunday, which is obviously, that almost precludes the ability to make Sheva Brachas. Okay, Sunday's maybe a little bit easier, you can start earlier, but if it's a Tuesday night, and if it's already in August, where Shkia is ready earlier, everybody's rushing, right, to Shkia is at 7:30, how are you going to make Sheva Brachas then? So you got to bench by Shkia. So I get to Shiloh periodically, what do? We want to make, you know, we have another relative wants to make Sheva Brachas, what do? So the halachas have to bench by Shkia. You have to bench by Shkia. So how are we going to do that? You know, we're starting 6:30, we're going to bench at 8 o'clock, right? Shkia is 8:15. How do you do it? So what you do is you save some speeches for later, and serve your main course, and then save dessert for later. So I told them once the Sheva Brachas this, and they made a mistake. They did Sheva Brachas before Shkia, 8 o'clock, and then literally as the last kais, as the kais is being drunk by the chasen kallah, they come out with dessert, right? And they call up a speech. But that's a brach shein tzricha, because they just benched and to serve dessert right away is a brach shein tzricha. What should happen is you have your bench, and then you have a speech, and you have nachas speech, right? And then by the time you're done with a couple speeches, then you're able to bring out the dessert. Now, what happens if you have leftovers? If you have leftovers between the suda. So now we're really talking about if you make one suda, right? You know, you have milk and inflation. But now what I'm going to talk about is they get everybody. And that is number one. You make a milk and suda, and now you have leftovers. You have, let's say you have Shabbos, you have milchiks, and then Shabbos lunch, you have inflation. So you have Sunday lunch, you have suda's afternoon, you have milchiks, and then Sunday night you want to have inflation. So what do you do with the leftovers? So this is very negative. Number one, if something was made in a milchik kli, let's say, can you now serve it with fleishiks? Right? This is not negative all year round. What's the halacha? So the din is like this. If it was cooked in a ben yoimai, fleishik, milchik kli, you made a paramite, you made spaghetti, and the spaghetti was served, right, with your milchiks. You made a milchik pot, your kavana was to serve it at the milchik table, and you cook the whole thing in a milk pot, and now you serve it by milk. But you didn't serve it all, right? You have plenty left over. Now you want to serve it, you want to put it in the soup. You want to put it in your Sunday night, you're going to have chicken soup, mutter rasa. So this is like this. If it's in a ben yoimai, if it was made in a ben yoimai, that means a kli that was used within the past 24 hours with milchiks, it had been used. And when you prepared it, you're preparing today for shavuos, and it was cooked in a milk kli that was used within the past 24 hours, it's a power of item. It was cooked in a kli that was used in the past 24 hours. The halacha is you're not allowed to mix it with the opposite type. You cannot mix it pleishiks. You cannot put it in your chicken soup. B'di'evet, if you did, b'di'evet, it's kosher. We hold that if it was cooked, b'di'evet, even a ben yoimai, as long as there's no mamashas, b'di'evet, it's okay. So if someone didn't chav, they put it in their soup. B'di'evet, it's okay. They can eat the soup, but you cannot put it in. If a person cooked it in a spaghetti and it ate a ben yoimai, then, and it was done not with kavana to give the fleishiks, you were served with milk, you had leftovers. So if it was cooked in any ben yoimai, the halacha is you could mix it with fleishiks. In other words, it was cooked, think about it, it was cooked in any ben yoimai milk with a kli, you have leftovers, you can now mix it with fleishiks. That's the halacha. From milk is proper, yes. Yes, good point.
I cooked it.
Correct. Excellent question. If a person, let's say, cooked, what today, Monday, if a person made, let's say, milchiks, matzah Shabbos, and then they cooked boiled water in it yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So it was a bet yoimai from the milchiks. Does the clock start over again? So by milchiks or fleishiks, the clock does not start over. And now the 24 hours would come to an end at 10 o'clock last night. Right? You cooked it in Mitzvah Shabbos milchiks. 10 o'clock is an Erev Yoimah. You cook it in today, it's an Erev Yoimah. By Isser, the clock starts again. If someone cooked something tray for 10 o'clock Mitzvah Shabbos, and then 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, they boiled water, we say the water becomes the vela, and now it's like the vela now trades up the pot, the clock starts over again. If you cook today in it, and right now, it would now you now have a tray for food. Right? That would be the law. But if a person's not allowed to lechatchila cook something in a milchik and a ben yoimah, knowing that they're going to put it into fleishiks. In other words, let's say today your wife says, you know what, I have to make spaghetti. Oh, very good, I'll make par. I'll cook it in a milchik kli, and I know I'm make for two sudas, right? And say, ben yoimah, I haven't used this milchik kli in a week, right? In 24 hours. So let me make for both, or let me make for fleishiks. That you can't do. Because you can't lechatchila pull out a milchik pot and cook par in it knowing that you're planning on using for fleishiks. As I invite, we don't go. But if b'di'evet, if it was cooked, the halacha is it's not a problem. Now, so this is the geya. Of course, if you see de on certain hachsherim have de, certain hachsherim don't. But even the hachsherim that don't, the starkei does not put de on products. The OU also does not. The OK does, and I believe the chafkei does. But it's a question of what's tarsha b'alpeh, what's tarsha b'chasav. There are different feelings of. Don't put D.E. Is it the right thing to put? Do you just leave it as D? There are a number of reasons, right? Elu ve'elu, it's svaris of, it's not really halachic reasons, it's svaris. But even the agencies that don't put D.E. will tell you, tarsha b'alpeh, you know, this is milchik kalim. So if somebody's milchik kalim, you cannot mix it with l'chatchila fleishiks, because you don't know, right, if it was ben yoimah or ein ben yoimah. Now, what if you have leftover bread? So leftover bread, So again, you go from milchiks to fleishiks different days. In other words, one day you're eating milchiks, next day you're eating fleishiks. What do I do with the challah? Is they get every Shabbos? Because if you have leftover challah from Shabbos, are you allowed to make grilled cheese on Sunday? Mutar rasser. So Chazal made a gzeira, and that is they said that challah from a fleishik meal is also to eat with milchiks, and challah from a milchik meal is also to eat with fleishiks. And the gzeira is the pashut reason, because when people eat bread, their hands are greasy. You're sitting there eating, you know, the chmeis, the shmelz herring, and you're sticking it on the. That's fish. Bad example. You have cheese, and you stick the cheese on the challah, and eating it. And now you go cut another piece of challah, and you take the challah. So your hands are all greasy. So Chazal said, listen, as a safeguard, challah you can't do. Now, what about other foods? So other foods, there's no gzeira at all. In other words, if you serve, this is also the game. You had a food on the table, which was, which was there. Could you now serve it at the other meal? So if it's a food that people are typically zoyer on, right, and you don't have to be chayshed that people use it. Let's say a potato kugel on the table, and there was a fork in the potato kugel, a power of a fork, and now people took it and put it on the plate. Now you had three pieces left over, so you don't have to worry. There's no halacha that it's aser. It was on a fleishik table, but. There's no reason to assume. Maybe in a kiddush you have to worry because kiddush people come and go, right? It's a zehirus. But in your own home, you know, it was on the table and everybody took it properly. Everybody's manners. Everybody took it. Shine. You don't have to. There's no gzeira there. It's not a problem. If it's a food that is olol to have problems. For example, let's say you put out ketchup in a bowl and you serve the fleishik deli, right? And people, what do? They take the spoon with the ketchup and they smear it on the fleishiks and they stick it back in. Right, so that's all. You know that's how everybody eats. So that already to serve by milchiks, that you can't do because you know, right? You know, I saw my own eyes that it was happening. So that taka, you don't want to go back and forth. But bread, a person should be makbid.
The challah roll is complete.
The pashtus of the lashon is something that sat on a fleishik table is a problem. There are paiskin that say if you know chlor was on the other end of the table, right? They're okay. But lemaisa, the best thing is to do really if you plan on using it at the other suda, it's mahudadik certainly. It's at least mahudadik and maybe even halachadik that you cut your challah, whatever you need for this meal you put on, and then the other you take off. Right, and this way, you because the lashon in the Chazal is that al shulchan. Now, the shulchan is interesting. If it's on a Fleishik table, you didn't eat on the table. There's no halacha. On your counter, you had chalas, and there was cholent sitting there. There's no gzeira there. That's how people serve. The gzeira is where you're eating. People come to do that. So it's mohurit. It's proper that any challah that's there. There are a terim if you know if you need it to use it milchiks, but it's certainly better to.
There's no
take
difference
it
if it's complete or cut.
Right. Even if it's complete, you know, this guy took and the people scrub by it, and then everybody's jumping on the.
Mike said it's complete.
Dish.
Okay. Mike said it's whole.
Is it not? Okay, it could be. It's chulka days. The price could. Again, you know, el veil.
Pashas. Doesn't
see, the challah board, the challah, I don't know, Moshe may be referring to it, but the Yevetic Eifin, I don't know if he holds the chachila once you leave it there, right? But again, even a challah board, people summons the challah board during the Suda. In other words, it's just,
usually
it's a go-to.
First.
No, it's a go-to. In other words, it's people go to the challah, and, you know, in my house, in the middle of a meal, someone else will go to cut it. It's usually, if, you know, initially it's by me, and then it ends up further down, and if someone wants challah, and there's, we have a, you know, we have a tray and this challah there. If that runs out, then anybody can go. So again,
I mean, right.
Pashas, if you want to use it at the other suda, you should ideally take it's motor to take off and then you avoid all shabbos. The one case where they matter is if you have a plastic bag. It's less negei shabbos because typically people don't serve loaves of bread on shabbos, but it is negei by meals, by regular meals. By let's say by supper, you serve at the, you know, the deli, and now you want to have a half a loaf of bread, and that takes out on the table. So there, it's clear that if you have a loaf of bread past the first piece, you see that it's, you know, the way the baker cut it, you see no one got to it. It's Einayra Isi, that no one got to it. It's a half a loaf of bread that's still shaped. Now, of course, there's always that guy that sticks his hand and pulls out the piece, and the whole domino effect on the whole loaf. If that happens, then your whole loaf is going to be, then you can't eat from it, the milk kamil. But typically, if everybody took, you know, with proper manners, that after the first piece that's in the front, everybody could, that already could be served by milchik slechachila, because in that oifen, it is, it you know, no one got to it.
You initially just cut off a piece and you just take that off before you want.
Yeah, that's fine. In other words, it's not a fleshika table, right?
Even if you have stuff on the table.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, some people Shabbos, they put liver is already there. The balabasa puts liver out, you know, on the, everybody by their seat or face turkey salad or you know, etc. So that pashas, if you cut it, you didn't start the meal yet, right? Then you cut it and you take it off. You know, certainly that's not going to be a problem.
Put it in a plastic bag, it's the same thing. Taking it off.
Right, so there again, if it's knicker in the plastic bag, if it had a twist on it, or it was knicker that no one got to it, then you know, that already you know. If put it in a plastic bag and it was flat thunder, and you know no one got to it, then that's certainly going to be.
It doesn't always work at the what you know, what you didn't know. It has to also be like separate, besides for the fact that you know, it also
correct.
Has to be
in other
separate.
Words, in other words, the Zer of Chazal was you don't know. In other words, by bread, it's a busy table. You know, people have busy tables. Yontif, there's guests, there's company, there's kids, it's Lagadik. So that's the Zer. You don't really know what's happening with your Chal. You're not, you know, Balabas is busy in the kitchen. The Balabas is busy at the table with the guests. Adarab, he wants people to take. So you're not really a mashkiach on the loaf of bread, and that's why Chazal gave it an extra. We're extra careful.
But a single person by himself would have the same din.
Let's plug.
I guess it's
a low plug. We'll see a low plug in a second.
I'm asking this they were saying the whole time that if you know, then if it's
not Pashas, again, there's what's your life.
It's also,
again, if you're the only person and you were Ibn al Kaaba, I guess you want to kind
it
of.
It also has to be like Bassam separate, like in a bag or. It has to be
I
like
stam. Stam,
if it's on the table and you're watching it and you didn't take your mind off it for a second, that wouldn't be enough. It has to be.
I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much the pool goes here. Pashas, it's a problem. But you need a terim to get out of it. Now, there's another gzeir chazal of not making dairy bread, of milchika bread, and that's because you might get mixed up. Right? If you have dairy bread, milchika bread, you're gonna get mixed up. That's right. How old you go? People take a midnight snack. You know, and if it's the balabasta made a milchika bread, right? It's in the freezer. And now, you're hungry, 12 o'clock at night, it's quiet, right? No one's around, you know, as they say, you raid the fridge, right? You see, there's leftover deli, you go to the freezer, there's bread. That's because of the hate, right? Bread is the universal staple food. Nowadays, bread, it's become less, you know, in our culture, it's become less, but my father, Hashem, would wash by every meal, like it was the European, you know, washed by every meal. It was a staple, and people just eat it, and even though it's not a staple anymore, but we know it's eaten. People put cheese on it, people put meat on it, it's still ultimately used. So Chazal said, listen, you milk the bread around, it's awesome, right? You can't do that, because people are going to get mixed up. The Mara.
How can we see some national organizations that have OU? I don't remember which ones, but you see sometimes D breads. I mean,
they're treif. We'll get to see. I'll get to that. Hold on. We'll see that. So well, don't worry. I'm not. I'll come back to this. Don't leave. So the Gemara actually says an exception. The Gemara says it's machlokes how to learn sugya. Machlokes from Shainim. Shacharav paskas both ways. I'll explain in a moment. V'maya dover mulit kedei achila. That if it's a davar mu'ud, that the Rashi learns, if it's a small amount, the achil of a basachas, real basachas means one day. You make enough bread for a day. So there's no gzeira. What's a gzeira? You're going to leave bread around. Someone's going to come and not come. But you make for one day, so it's a limited amount. So, you know, it's under your watching. This is today's bread. And the balabas is on top of it. And no one's going to take it any other time. Or there's a shina tzuras hapas. The Rif learns that's a pshat. Shatayni keres shalom yoychal basar. Tzachter amal v'chaynay yilolosh pas v'chol v'chagash shmulis. And therefore the minig is taka. People make milk of the bread. So if you make enough bread for one day, it's enough. Now, of course, there's a straw where it's one day shmulis. You can make for shmulis. One day of bread. It's okay. 2 days yantif if you don't have that. Right? You pick, you know, 1 day's worth. And then one has the ability to make milk of bread. It's by the guy in the Taka, some recipes call for milk and bread. It's a gishmak taste. So Shavuos, right? The Amos says people want to eat milk anyway. They could do it, but it should be one day. Now there's a light. So that's mutter, but it's got to be one or the other.
You have to eat it the next
right way. It means you made enough. I mean, you can't say someone forced you. In other words, the Balabasta made enough what would be considered 1 day's worth, right? 1 day's worth. Now, if you have leftover, it doesn't become treif, right? But it should be 1 day's worth. Now, there's a light plug here, right? The light plug, for example, let's say you're a vegetarian. You say, it's no gzer by me. There's no fleishiks. The person says, you can't say that. In other words, it's still gzer, still applies. Or the 9 days, right? 9 days, there's a whole week this week, this year, right? So you say, okay, Sunday baked milchiks, and it's good till Friday. There's no fleishiks here. We're not going to, you know, no one's making a seed, right? No fleishiks. So let's, what's the gzera? It's still usher. I'll slay plug. Right? I'll slay plug. Now, the din is that, the question is agencies. What do they make? How do they do this? So the answer is, a real loaf of bread is not, none of the major agencies today give on a regular loaf of bread as milchiks. The only ones that do are not reliable because that bread is treif. This is a gzeir chazal. There's actually a agav. There's a machloikas apaiskin. It was Nageya Lemaisa. The OU had the shiloh in one of their factories. Fascinating shiloh. Where the company was making a milchika bread, not for kosh, not to get a hechsher on it. It was going to be sold out. It was a French toast or something. It was milchika bread, but not to have a hechsher on it. And then they were going to make a product, not milchiks. They were going to make a product which was pariv. That was not a bread. They would never put a D on a bread. But it was a product that could be milchiks. Let's say cake. Cake is allowed to be milchiks. Cake crowd is something that we consider nicker. It's different. That's the head to have cheese danishes, etc. So now, they're going to bake trays with milchika bread for sale to treifa places. No heksher. And now we want to bake cake. With an OUD on it, right? There's no D on cake. Mutar Osir. It's a fascinating shiloh. Is milchika bread treif mineu bay, or is it pshat? It's like, is it gavris or chefza, right? Is it osir in the chefza? Does this become mamish a piece of tarfis, right? Which is like, well, I mean, what's treif? It's kosher ingredients. It's all shal milk. What's a, no, chazal geyser, right? It's osir. Or is it pshat that it's not mamish tarfis? It's you can't eat it, right? It's like a nitzer gavra, right? To make it, to have it in your house, to serve it, it's also. So them as they were titled this in a Dr. Tshuva brings in Sibitzani Zion, Sibkot Yid Aleph 2 days, the Lubashe Srad says that it's Havi Isra Machmas Atzmai Kibay Basar, right? Habalu Mechalav. He says it's like Basar Mechalav. It's like Mamish meat full of Cholav, which is Asr, right? Asr Nat Torah, right? If it's cooked, it's Mamish Asr. So therefore, it's a Chesed Shal Isr. It traces up to Kalev, which is when you think about it, it's Taka. A chiddush, like everything's kosher, the ingredients are kosher, but this becomes a chaticha that's also, it's a tray for bread. So the cake's tray, you can't cook, you can't bake, right? You never bake cake on the basar b'chalav of the tray, right? There's no more different than that. Other days he brings or matir in this case, and there's not an isser ma'atzmai, there's nothing isser about it, it's a gzeir chazal, it's a zahiris, it's an isser on the gavra, so to speak, to avoid this. The cheftz is a cheftz shel heter, and therefore you could bake cake on it because the pans don't become treif, right? So this was interesting shaila that they had.
Shouldn't they tell him a flake is if you make a heck afterwards? So a flake is if you make a heck after the bread,
it could be the same shaila. Maybe not. I mean, here they see the you place some seed in the toilet in the cheftz itself. Right, in the cheftz itself. Now the din is so, but you will find an OUD on English muffins. This is the famous Shiloh OUD, the Thomas English muffins. What's the heter? Right? English muffins are bread, and they have a D on them. So they went through various tzadim l'hakol, right? So one tzad was, well, the package. I'm going to go to the tzadim. There's a tired here, right? What the tzadim are, but why those tzadim didn't work until we get to the final terrors. One tzad was it's nigger. Because it has an OUD on it. Right? And that agav, those hechsherim that gave years ago, Arnold Bread had a, that was their heter. They came up with snicker, right? It's no different than the different surah. Right? It's snicker. There's a D on there. But with Maisa, they tied it on that. That doesn't work, right? I'm going to be shocked to tie here. It doesn't work, because that's how it did in the bread. The bread was made, and it's in the label. And Kolshkein doesn't work because people don't eat bread out of the label. It was you buy it, it's labeled. You take it out of the loaf, and you take it out of the plastic bag, and if you serve it, people don't see it. You put it back in the freezer, not necessarily in the bag. So that hecker doesn't stick with it, and therefore it has to be a hecker in the bag. So that didn't work. A second size, maybe it looks different, but that worked maybe when initially they came out with this product. So, this is not bread. Look, it's different. What is it? Oh, it's milk for this. But as time went on, and these English muffins became regular edible items, then it lost that heter. In other words, a shinui in the tzura is something the Balabasta does differently periodically. In other words, let's say Balabasta makes a loaf of bread shaped like a horn, right? Oh, so you look at it, you see, boy, this is different. So no one's going to eat it with fleshik, so you see something different about this. So, but let's say your wife always bakes loaves of bread, like a round chalas, right? Round, people bake Rosh Hashanah and shvuas and like a flour. So there's no heter to make a milk around challah. Because this is challah, right? You know, this is part of the whole Chodesh Tishrei is not challah. So you don't have that. It has to be a special item. So English muffins lost that sign. In the end, they were matir because the milchix is bottle, right? The milchix is bottle in the English muffin. Now here, so hechsherim, even if something's bottle, will put a D on the product, right? But even though it's really not milchix, but there's several reasons for this why they put a D. Even when it's bottled, one is if the hechsher is giving a hechsher, they feel it's a shevel emavayl nisul chachila. Like we're giving you the company right to make this milchix and put a milchix hechsher on it, right? So it's shevel emavayl. That's one side. Another side is it's hard to monitor this. Why bittel? Why you put a D on it? Because you know they tell a company, listen, any milchix you have to tell us. That's a formula change. If you had a formula which was a little milchix that was 1% bottle, then the company changed it 2%, you're not going to catch that. The mashgiach will never catch that. We don't look at percentages in factories. It's either it's trafe, it's kosher, it's kosher. Percentage, not a rabbi. Companies don't like to give out percentages because that's the trade secret. It's hard enough. It's a chiddush that they're giving us. It's mamash tziat nishmaya that they're giving us the ingredients and suppliers, and they're letting our mashgiach into the factories. Right, Starke Mashkiach or whoever, that itself is a nace, right? So to give percentages, which is mamish the whole of the chef to the formula, we don't want that. Therefore, you're gonna run into problems. The bottom line is, but here, pshat is that even though it's bottle, but the maisa in the gzeir of chazal won't apply to a English muffin, which has bittel milchix in it, because fart is bottle. And therefore, even though we would put a D on it, therefore, nonetheless, the halacha is, That was their hatred. What's that?
How would you
with Fleishik? Right, but still, in theory, make our din, there may be water to eat with Fleishik. But no one would do it, because it's a svara to say that Malte gave Rishus to the company to do it, because the shit will aim a battle there. It's not a good analogy. If a guy was stuck in the place in Barrow, Alaska, and that's all he had. There is a, but it's like it's a shook this a little bit because we're authorizing this production.
And you don't say
you have to multiple different things and cutting up a lot of fruit. After a while, there's not much. Right. No. I'm talking about with the ingredients. Well, it's not what it came up. This is similar. There's a Worcester. If you look at Worcestershire sauce, there's many leinian. Before we get into the fish, I'm running out of time here. But many leinian. If you look at Worcestershire sauce, it has some have OU fish on it, some don't. But you'll look, even the ones that don't say fish, so the ones that say OU fish, you don't want to mix with fleishiks, right? Fish, I mean. The ones that don't say fish, you'll look at the ingredients, you'll see anchovies. So every so often we get an alarming phone call from somebody that, hey, how can I put this on my meat? Worcestershire sauce goes on meat. And I read there's anchovies in the ingredients. So the terrence is that when it's brought to b'shishim, they put anchovies in the ingredients, but they don't warn you that it's OU fish. Because the mice, it's bottle. There's a lacha that sakana, which is fish and meat, is even shishim. But the mice, by fish and meat, people that dash be'rabim, not yin, but we see the whole world eats fish and meat. So we're still knowing this chumra, fish and meat. But as I buy to say chamir chadam esur, that it's not even bottle of shishim, on something that developed is knowing to eat milk and fleishik, as I buy milk and fish, fleishik and fish, as I buy they're not makbet. So here the pshara, if it's not bottle, they write all you fish. If it's bottle mishishim, then they don't warn you to the fish because it's anyway bottle. So what are you going to do? You're going to mix it with your meat, but it's bottle, right? So that as I buy you don't have to go. You don't have to go as well as that. Last thing I want to talk about are ovens. Very, very negay. How do you go back and forth between ovens, this chulkatei is here. This is a big sugya. But the Torah's. So what time do I have? Okay. So there's two types of items in the oven. There's zeya and there's recha. This Allah in Yardeis and Kufches. Zeya is steam. Recha is aroma. Zeya comes from a liquid. When you cook a liquid, you steam that comes. It's much darker than recha. Recha is where you have a dry substance. Dry, it's not steam like by a liquid. Liquid creates steam. So in general, zeya is much more chumer than recha. So we'll see in a moment that to go back and forth, if some things are steamy, namely liquid types of substances, it's much more chumer to go back and forth, to put a milchika item uncovered in your fleishika oven, and it's a liquidy substance, then you're asking for trouble. Because you have the zeya of the fleishiks that was in there, and you have the zeya of the milchiks. You very well, under certain conditions, may be assering the food, you ask to trade your oven up, so one has to be careful. This is probably the hardest aspect of shavuos, if you have one oven, where you're going back and forth. Now, agav, if you want to cash your oven from milk to fleishiks, you're allowed to do that. That's not a problem, but we don't allow you to kasher silverware, or for that matter, kalim from milchus to fleishiks, ayideh hagala. That's a takana, it's a magen avram. Milchus yontif says you can't go back and forth from milchus to fleishiks. It's a takana that you're gonna make a mistake because you buy one set of silverware. You say, okay, Sunday night's fleishiks. Monday morning you're gonna kasher for your milchka meal. You know, back and forth you're gonna forget, and therefore you cannot go back and forth. You do one of two things. Either you wait for Pesach, and you cash it for Pesach. Once you cash for Pesach, you do whatever you want with it. Or you chafe it up. Right? Or you chafe it up. So it's like hard. You go to Chavez Kifut or Pathmark, and you look both ways, and you buy Chavez Oscar Mayer hot dogs, right? Chafe hot dogs, and you go cook it up in your kalem that doesn't sit right. Right? You're doing this to chafe up your kalem. Chafe Mayer Sayan, maybe. But you don't want to do it. Rabbi Hanan has a great chaf. You know how you do it? You go buy something with a bad hechsher, right? Something that you would go buy meat with a hechsher that you would kasher. So now you want to get it from fleishiks to milchiks. Oh, very good. I'm buying tarfis. There's a marasayan there too. Makes a bigger marasayan, right? Someone sees you buying trade hot dogs, they know you must be doing something in your laboratory or something with this. You're not eating this stuff. A bad hechsher, they're going to say, what business, right? Okay, so you look both ways. Drive up to some far off supermarket somewhere and get it. So you trade it up, then it's mutter, right? You trade for fleishiks, if you want to milchiks, you trade it up with milk, trade for cheese, and now you're able to kasher to the other. But if you don't do that, then you cannot go back and forth. If something's covered, the best eitzah with milchiks to fleishiks is covered. You could cook in an oven, milchiks and fleishiks, if they're both covered, you could cook them at the same time because there's nothing going back and forth. Right, so if they're both covered, not a problem. If two kelim touch, that's not a shteka deiris. If they're dry, in other words, you just had two pans or two pots, you could have this on the stove, shmuz, you're cooking this, you're cooking that, and they bang into each other, shteka deiris, there's no transfer when they're dry between one metal and the other, and if for b'di'evit, the halacha is, it's not a problem.
And if some oil, let's say frying blintzes, and it spritzes onto a fleishig soup pan.
Yeah, so now you have to ask a shaila. In other words, if you're making milchika blintzes frying, and you had a pan which was fleishigs, now you say that some of that milchiks got into the pan, now you got to ask a shaila, if the dana shishim, if the dana is to wait, is Dr. Shamash Besheva, can I use that pan in the future? That's a shaila. If it spritzes, you have to ask.
If it's shishim in the soup pot, if it's a usual
pot, it's not a problem. If you had shishim in the soup pot, then you can eat the soup. The question is can I then reuse the pot? So we say you wait 24 hours, it's become Taklus Tamish Beshefa, it flipped on a power of a pot, or a tea kettle. You wait 24 hours, Taklus Tamish Beshefa.
Let's say the pot is still in the middle of cooking. You have to stop it in the middle.
If a little bit got on and it's ultimately bottled, then it's not going
to
be a problem.
I haven't just said you have to wait 24 hours, but it's still in the middle of cooking.
In the middle, you can finish it off. Not a problem. If you're in the middle, then it's not a problem. Now, I think because it's libud kal. In other words, the way we kasher, right? There's different levels of kasher. There's agola, and then there's libud. You can go back and forth because there's no your mind is burning up the whole chetzer. So I think that's the answer. Also, an oven is in general more makel because you didn't cook the food directly on it. It's a whole different guitar. You don't need any benyama by an oven. Also, you don't need any benyama because again, Liebman comes with it. The various cools. Yes, if you want a kasher kalem, you have a flesh. You want to make it pyrav or mekel. Look at that. But pashas, if you want to make it now pyrav, one has the ability to do that. If you're cooking now, if you want to do one after the other, right? If you want to do one after the other, so then. Halacha is, if it's clean, you're allowed to go dry, the opposite. And this leads to the best eitzah with your oven. I'm going to jump to the best eitzah. If you have one oven, then an agav, you want to kasher the oven before I get to the best eitzah. So you kasher it by a regular oven. We're talking about now a regular oven. You put it on for 550, broil, the highest setting, for 40 minutes. You have to clean it first. Because if you have a self-cleaning oven, you run through the self-cleaning cycle, and that kashers it. If you don't have a self-clean oven, then you need to ease you off the spots. So you want to scrape, you want to clean it well.
You're talking about when it's cut, the milk is
flay, not trafe. Right, milk flay,
you mean trafe, technically.
Obviously,
right? The oven's flay.
The oven's flay, you want to make it milk flay.
That one is trafe, okay.
Right. And now you could, I mean, in theory, this would work by trafe also. You ease off all the spots. If it doesn't come off, you do it a second time. And then you set it for 550 for 45 minutes. And now that you've cleaned it, and that now will kasher the oven. As an eitzah taiva, the racks are very hard to kasher. So what you do is you go to your friend that has self-clean, you bring your racks, so you don't have to clean your racks, put it in a self-clean cycle, put it in his oven, self-clean it, that will clean his racks and kasher his rack and your racks, and then the oven itself, you ease it up, you clean, and that kashers it. But back to, let's say you have a one oven, and you're not going to kasher back and forth, you want to do both. So Heinemann holds, is other than that, Paiskim, is that you keep your oven clean. So fleishiks, you cook whatever you want. Cook all fleishiks you want all the time. Zeya, not zeya, liquid, it's dry, but you keep it clean. Stuff falls, you clean it out. If it's charred, the black, if it's powdery black, then it's lost its shame, fleishiks. But if it has meat in it, then you're stuck, right? If there's meat in it, you have to cook covered milchiks in it because you have fleishiks in here. But if it's, or even maybe double wrap, it's right under it, you may have to do that. Double wrap always works. Trafe ovens, you double wrap it, you can do anything you want. It's not a problem. But to this case here. You have a clean fleshik, the oven. It's clean. There's no mamashis in it. Then you could put milchiks, even covered for sure. You could even do uncovered if it's dry. In other words, if you're putting in a chvei blintzes. Blintzes are dry. Then we say there's nothing happening here because the recha of the blintzes is not going to have the ability to do anything. And therefore, halacha one has the ability to be makel in such an oifet. But again, if you want to make milchiks for shavuos in your fleshika oven, make sure the oven is clean, right? Certainly, if you kasha the oven, certainly ein lecha clean b'lo mizu. And then you could put a milchiks either covered or you put in milchiks that's a dry type of milchiks, and that would be okay. So even baking challahs, you want to bake parabach challahs in your fleshika oven and eat those challahs with milchiks. That's mutter, as long as the oven was clean from fleshiks. And as long as you weren't cooking fleshiks, open fleshiks at the same time. You can't cook open fleshiks, even dry, and put in challahs at the same time. And then eat the challahs with milchiks. Or our fish case. This is very negaya every Erev Shabbos. Balbasta comes, you put in the fleshiks, if the chicken is open, you can even be dry fleshiks, you're putting in a deli roll, right, which is a meat knish, that's going in the oven, and now you put the challahs in, which would seem to be, what's the problem? Right, what's the problem? Now, let's say the baked challahs are ready, you're reheating them, so you don't have the issue of the flesh of the challah, and now you put the challahs in, and now what do? You make hamaisi Friday night, and the first order of business, you have to fillet the fish, or the regular fish, the salmon, whatever you're eating, and now people put together, right? People put together the fish onto the challah. That's a problem, because that challah was baked, tzazamen, together with open fleshiks. And therefore, the chathila, it's also to do that. Right? So one has to be careful in how they're cooking milk and fleshiks and going back and forth. But if you follow these kedarim, then it's okay. Now, the top of the oven, we're making the reins. There are some people who are zarah to have one side fleshiks, one side milkiks. That's a chumrah. If the grates stay clean, you could cook fleshiks on it, then you could cook milkiks on it because anything that splatters gets burnt up. And therefore the minig is to be makel. There are some people who are makbid, but you don't have to go back and forth. I mean, you could go back and forth from looks and flashes on the top of the oven. Just want to end in a brief divrei agada is that the minig of chalav on shavuos is one of the yana we saw in the Ramaz is connected to alechem. It's interesting that the Indian of chalav ties into both. Shavuos reflects both on Purim and Chanukah in this eifin. Purim, we have Kima v'Kiblu, or Rikabalas HaTorah, and we find the Gemara Megillah that says that by Memuchan, you know, Chazal Darshan, Darshan, the various names at the beginning of the Megillah, all the cabinet members of Achashverosh. So it says, Amr Malchai Hashem Shnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam Klu Mikrivu Lefanecha Karim Neshana Kederek Shekrivu Yisrael Sheisar. That all these names Klu Mikrivu Lefanecha Shtei Tyrin, are they like Klai Yisrael? It was a schus. The Malchai Hashem were already setting up a schus for Klai Yisrael. They were about to come into a tremendous danger. The last one is Memuchan Klu Mechinu Shulchan Lefanecha. Right? Did they prepare the Shulchan in front of you? So Mamuchan, you see, Haman, the real Mamuchan was Haman, why is he compared to the Shulchan? So Blazer Ginsburg Shlita says that Pshat is, you see that Haman was concentrated, unbelievable amount of concentration. He had a certain tamidus to him, he didn't luz up, he didn't let go. His ain or ainical, Rav Shilas, the Gemara says, he did 13 years, he was not concentrated, he was walking the garden, and they came to him and said, the Jew, you're taking off from Shir. He says, 13 years I didn't walk out, and now I'm not, you think I'm stam battling? I'm concentrating on the Talmidim. You see, his ainikol used this kayach of Haman for concentration. He 13 years. He didn't leave his classroom for 13 years. It was a tamidus. So you see the mid of Haman, which he used l'ra to mamish focus on Klai Yisrael l'ra. You see, the ainikol had the same midah, and it was done for Taiva, and that's symbolizing the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan had Tzvitas in it. The Shulchan, the Muchan is the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan had the Lechem upon him on it. It was there all the time. It was there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was a Tzvitas. So the whole Lechem, the Shnei Lechem, this whole Ein of Shavuos is Right, so that's maybe the kibbul of Purim that was there, that ties into the lechem, the shnei lechem, the lechem upon him. It's all the singing of Tmidus, which is what Shuvah Sabbat, and that's how the kibbul of Kiblu, which was Purim, that was there. Hanukkah, the other drabbanim, the yontif, you have cholov. I was just saying, you have cholov on Shuvah, you have cholov on Hanukkah. Those are the two yom tovim. That's the Indian of what's the connection? Where do you see a connection between Shuvah and Hanukkah? Shavuos and Chanukah, the two Yom Tovim, that the days are confusing. Because Shavuos, what day is Shavuos? You have Machalik Tanoim, was it Vav Sivan? Was it Zayin Sivan? But Chanukah, you also have a confusion of days. Chanukah ends sometimes on Beis Teves, Gimel Teves, and there are the 29 days in Kislev. 30 days in Kislev, Chanukah also has this confusion of what the days are. And that's maybe the need of Cholov, because Cholov ties into Zman. Right, cholov, you wait 6 hours, you wait 3 hours, and tzuna achas, the different shitas of cholov, you can rend and learning exactly how long to wait when you go from milchus to fleishiks. So cholov was introduced to both Chanukah and Shavuos. It's boli day limud haTorah of exactly, just like both days, there's an inyan of zman and what the day is, so to cholov has this inyan of time. You gotta wait 6 hours, is it enough 6 hours? How is 6 hours? And therefore that, obviously, a yid is both day zahiris, these takanas of chazal, or siyogim, so that not only we follow the Torah alein, al-chamash mi-sinai, but chazal had the ability to create siyogim, which was an offshoot of, because that's how you speak out, that Vav Sivan, we didn't get the Torah, we got a Zion Sivan. He explained that the Vav Sivan was Moshe Rabbeinu had the yichayilus to postpone. I think he sent over from the either the Emek Bracha or where Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the yichayilus to postpone it a day. That was very Kabbalah Satira there, that Moshe Rabbeinu had Gedarim, the ability to Leva Shamayim, he Klaisol had the Torah alayim, even though they had some, the Torah itself wasn't there, but the yichayilus of Chazal, and that's the whole Bas of Acholim, that's the whole Milchus of Fleishiks. As we've seen. Thank you very much. Good Yom Tov. And again, thank you very much to Shiva, Shlita, to Mr. Shelian. As Hashem, may you continue to go Mechal L'Chayim.